93.7 The Mountain and the Jamie Patrick Morning Show. We are live from Frisco, Texas. TC alongside me. And, boy, we're really excited for this guy. He was just at the Coeur d'Alene Casino about 2 weeks ago. Scotty McCreary joins us. What's up, man?
What's up? Good to see y'all.
Oh,
good
my
to
gosh.
See you too. I'm not sure what that was behind us.
Hit the deck.
They're getting closer every time.
Yeah.
Scotty put on a great show again at Coeur d'Alene Casino. It was so nice. And I want to tell this story really quick because when I got a chance to go back and say hi to you, do you remember the first thing you asked me?
Yeah, how's the kid?
Yeah, he goes, how's the kid? Did you bring your boy? And I'm like, oh, he remembered because I took Dalton to go see you a couple of years ago. And that's a kindred thing that we seem to have now that you are a father.
Yeah.
Talk about what it's been like over the last, what, 18 months?
Yeah, 18 months. It's the coolest thing I've ever done, being a dad, just watching him grow up and starting to get his own little personality. And it's like calling for dad and for mommy, and as soon as he wakes up, and it's just the cutest thing. So we're loving it.
And I showed you a video of Dalton throwing a shot, but it's like, this is proof that they grow. Gosh, when you feed them, they
grow. Is right. Yeah, you feed them Miracle-Grow or something like that. He's a big boy. Yeah.
Is it a lot of FaceTimes when you're on the road, or does he go on the road with you?
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
He's on the road right now with us, but sometimes when he's not, you know, it's a lot of FaceTimes for sure. And he hangs up on me all the time, though. He just likes the red button. So I'm like, man, I just want to say, hey, buddy.
Yeah, but he likes the red button.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about the music, man. I mean, you're coming off of another number one, and you're getting ready to launch a new single that I'm sure at one point we'll be playing.
Exactly.
Fingers crossed.
Talk about the new music and what we've got ahead of us.
Yeah, so I just released the new album, and I've been sitting on this thing for a while, so I'm so excited it's out there. It's the most me record I've ever made. Like, all these songs I'm proud of, top to bottom, and the new single's Fall of Summer, and it's just a vibe. I love songs that take you back, kind of have that nostalgic feel, and this song does that for me, so hopefully y'all enjoy it.
Let's big congratulations, because it's been a big year. I mean, 18 months ago you had a baby, number one, new album, Grand Ole Opry.
Crazy.
Dude, man, I mean, think about back when you were auditioning for American Idol, all right?
Yeah.
Fast forward to becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Like, has it been just a whirlwind, even though it's, like, been a little bit?
Yeah, it has. It's been awesome. I mean, every step of the way I've been learning and enjoying the ride. It was 13 years ago was Idol, so if somebody would have, you know, shook my hand back then and said, hey, this is what's going to be going on in 2024. You know, you get to make records still, travel the country, travel the world. You get to be inducted into the Grand Ole Opry and join that family. I would have shook their hand in a heartbeat and said, yeah.
Man, if you get an opportunity to see Scotty McCreary in concert, absolutely, because you go through the timeline of all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the most fascinating part of the concert to me. And you share videos, and we get to see your baby and all that stuff. And it's real special. You've been a good friend to us all these years. And we just really appreciate you taking some time here during ACM week.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me.
One more question real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
What advice today would you give yourself 13 years ago?
How long do we got? You know,
right?
I would have said a lot, but patience is what I would have told them. I think I got started, and you know, you see some folks come off that show and they got 20 number ones in a row, and you're like, "This, oh man, here we go." And that's not real life for most of us. So you got to work hard and go through some ups and downs, and patience, that would have been a good thing for me to have back then.
That is Scotty McCreary on the Jamie Patrick Morning Show. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you all.